Recently, a friend of mine had a ringside seat on a family of birds. Yeah, they actually decided to nest under the roof on the porch. The fun part was watching the birth and development of those baby birds. My friend actually got to see them hatching out and then settling down into their nest. They all fit in there so nicely at first. See, Mama kept filling their open mouths with more and more food, and the little birdies didn't stay little. They grew, and the nest seemed to shrink. And as it got more and more crowded, each baby did more and more wiggling around to keep his position in the nest. And then they feathered out, and they forgot all about all of them sitting in the nest ever again. Well, they began to perch on the edges of the nest, until they were pushed off the edge by their siblings in a battle for whatever food Mama brought. So one by one, as crowding pushed those little birds to the edge and then over the edge, they were forced to fly or die. And they decided to fly. The last nester stayed in the nest for actually another full week, being fed as an only child by Mama Bird. And finally, Mama must have gotten disgusted with her nest-addicted child. She quit feeding him. At first, there was a lot of squawking and fussing, and then even he abandoned the nest to finally touch the sky. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why your nest doesn't feel right. Now, we all know what those baby birds have to discover, that they weren't made to just hunker down in their comfortable nest. Neither are we. Those birds are destined to leave where it's safe so they can finally fly. And so are we. In fact, God uses an example just like this to describe his loving plan for our lives. It's in our word for today from the Word of God in Deuteronomy 32, verses 10 and 11. It says of a child of God, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions. The mother eagle actually removes all the cushioning in her nest, and that leaves her eaglets living on just the rocks and the sticks underneath. And ultimately, the stirring of that nest leads to their willingness to leave the nest, where they had been so comfortable, and then they ultimately take to the sky. Now, maybe your nest isn't quite as comfy as it once was. Yep, things are stirring. They're changing. In your environment, in your heart, there's this gnawing restlessness that seems to say, God's got more for you than this. Well, he does. He's making you restless for it. Because restlessness almost always precedes a great work of God. Your Lord's trying to move you into a new season of your life where you can make a far greater difference than you have ever made before. But you'll miss it if you insist on staying where it's safe. Financially safe. Geographically safe. Occupationally safe, where it's methodologically safe, socially safe. Abraham would have never discovered God's amazing plans for his life unless he was first willing to leave the safety and prosperity of a familiar and secure place. The disciples would have always been just another bunch of fishermen unless they'd been willing to abandon the security of their career for the call of Jesus. Peter could have never known what it was to walk on water if he hadn't gotten out of that boat, and neither will you. God has much more of him that he wants you to experience. But it'll only happen if you move beyond all your security blankets and you abandon yourself to total trust in him. He has so much more he wants to do with your life, but it's beyond your comfort zone. Like those baby birds, you weren't created to just hunker down in your safe, secure little nest. A nest that's becoming increasingly unsatisfying, isn't it? You see, that's because you're destined to fly.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.